Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. In Israel right now, another segment in God's News Behind the News, I want you to know about the United Nations, which is, give me a moment. I have to compose myself. Our president, one of our presidents, you know, is responsible, you know, Woodrow Wilson, for wanting his vision was for the League of Nations. And it eventually became, after World War II, the United Nations. And today they're in Israel creating so much havoc in regards to, you know, what God says about Israel. And the United Nations made a decision with the nativity and beginning to undermine Israel with it, where they're saying that they're going to make it a heritage site in Palestine.
What?
They're turning where Jesus was born. It's like, church, come on, wake up, right. Church. Where Jesus was born, this is what, you know, it's said, that's where he was born. And if you go there, they have a whole church built around in the center of it, or they have a place where they say that that's where the manger was, where Jesus was born. And so it's, you know, they're making it. The United Nations is declared today that, or this week, that they're going to make it a World Heritage Site. As a matter of fact, listen up and I'll talk to you more about it.
Activity is at the center of a fight between Israelis and Palestinians. A United Nations organization recently declared the church an endangered World Heritage Site in Palestine. That upset Israelis, who say the move isn't about protecting the landmark, it's about delegitimizing their country. Chris Mitchell reports.
Palestinians celebrated the naming of the Church of the Nativity as a World Heritage Site, but were even happier that UNESCO officially recognized Palestine in its decision.
It is the beginning, and we see it as a step in the direction of full recognition of our right, full right. The full sovereign state on the territory occupied in 1967.
That's why Israel and evangelical Christians are angry.
The Church of Nativity is being manipulated by the Palestinians only in order to score some more propaganda points against Israel.
Foreign Ministry spokesman Yigal Palmor says Palestinians arranged this to falsely blame Israel for endangering the church.
We don't object to the site being included on the World Heritage Site,
right,
because the World Heritage Sites list implies UNESCO funding for restoration, preservation works, and so on and so on.
UNESCO's decision is a totally politicized decision, follows upon their resolution last year to accept Palestine as a member state.
Last year, the U.S. cut $60 million in funding to UNESCO after it admitted Palestine as a full member. That's a status reserved for officially recognized countries. David Parsons with the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem says Palestinians have a built-in UN majority for what he calls the Flat Earth Society.
If they proposed that the earth was flat, most nations would vote for it. They're anti-Israel, and in a lot of UN forums, they're able to just pass all sorts of resolutions that delegitimize Israel and bypass the peace talks.
In Christian tradition, the church was built over the area of Jesus Christ's birth. Some 2 million tourists visited there last year.
Of course, this benefit will include more tourists coming to visit Bethlehem.
This decision is not going to bring more or less tourists to Bethlehem. The main gauge of that is whether Christians, pilgrims in the land, feel safe. And that is a matter of whether the Palestinians want to cease terror and violence against Israel.
The situation could get worse. Palestinians have a poor record in taking care of Jewish and Christian holy sites. They have also claimed some Jewish sites as mosques. Experts say the UNESCO move also sets a precedent for putting other biblical sites under Palestinian control. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
So what you're seeing there is they're taking the birthplace of Christ. I mean, it's not just America that that anything about God is being removed. It's all over the world. And the church has to wake up. The church needs to wake up and understanding that it's our responsibility to make God known. And Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. And our ministry is Jesus' ministry. He says, as I was sent, now you go. do exactly what I did, even greater things than these. And if we're complaining about, you know, what's happening right now in the world, we're not realizing that we're the solution. We're the answer. We're the ones that are supposed to go and tell them about Jesus Christ, to tell them that God loves them, that God's got a plan for their life. We have to, we need to believe that God can save Muslims. God can save Mormons. Mm-hmm. God can save Hindus. God can mm-hmm. save Buddhists. Mm-hmm. God can save just lost pagans. He can save anybody. He right. saved us. And that we are supposed to be preaching the gospel, the good news of the kingdom. We're not supposed to be preaching salvation. We're supposed to be preaching the King mm-hmm. and right. his kingdom with authority and his dominion in our lives, not his dominion on this earth, his dominion over us. And when we surrender ourselves to him, then we operate off the fruit of the Spirit, because he's giving us, he's leading us by his Spirit, because Jesus sits on the throne of our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at all the false religions, what they're trying to do is set up rule here on earth. They keep on trying to take over the world. And right now what's taking place with George Soros and with even our Secretary of State, even some decisions that our president is making, they're thinking world power. And you look at the president of Russia, you look at Iran, you look at the caliphate, you look at Islam. What they're wanting to do is to take over the world. It's been happening right. ever since, you know. And so, but what we want to do is see God take over a man's heart.
Amen.
But that will happen. He says, how will they know unless someone tells them? How will someone tell them unless someone is sent? Right?
Mm-hmm.
You think about it. So you got to go. You got to go tell them. You got to go. And blessed are the feet who carry the good news. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.